Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend Gilbert Gottfried is stopping by. You can see him Sunday nights on Tournament of Laughs on TBS.
I don't care who you are. You have been touched in a good or a bad way by Gilbert Gottfried. He is legend, icon, and one of my favorite memories from doing this show ever was having him in the studio and hanging out with us.
Born February 28th in Brooklyn, New York. He started his stand-up career at age 15 and has grown to become one of the most recognizable voices in the industry. He is a mainstay of the Friars Club, roasting everyone from David Hasselhoff to Joan Rivers to Donald Trump. He lent his voice to the Disney animated classic, Aladdin, and was the longtime voice of the Affleck Duck. You can listen to his podcast, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on various digital outlets. And now you can see him this Sunday on the TBS comedy competition, Tournament of Laughs. Please welcome comedy great Gilbert Gottfried.
Mr. Gilbert Gottfried, how are you?
I feel like I just heard my obituary.
How you been? You healthy? Everything's sound good?
Yeah. Found dead in his New York apartment.
Auto asphyxiation was suspected. David Carradine photo on the wall. It's good to hear your voice, man. I'm excited to see this, man. I'm really excited to see this show.
Oh, yeah. It's on this Sunday. I'm on 10 o'clock TBS. And if I'm on, you vote for me on tournamentoflaughs.com or text or both.
This has got to be fun for you, though. And you guys, is this a new shoot or was this already in the can when all this hit?
It depends. You usually do it shortly before they tell you if you're going to be, sometimes you could shoot something and they'll get rid of you after a shot.
Wow.
And they won't even, so it's all mixed up.
Yeah, that's brutal, but it's got to be fun, because look, you've got the chops. You've been doing this. This is something you have perfected over the years. I mean, stand-up and improv, I mean, you're in your world, I mean, everybody knows. You're top 10 all-time, period.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I hope so. I always have to read that, because it's like with me, I'm constantly going, do I still have a career?
Well, I guess isn't that what keeps you? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I've never listened back to a radio show and thought it sounded good that we've ever done. In fact, I try not to ever hear it at all.
Oh, yeah. With me, it's like, I'll look at my career the way people will look at the stock market. Like, okay, this week I seem to be up 3 points. I dropped a few points now.
Because you really are. When I was listening the other day, I was listening to Howard, and he was talking about getting a call from you and visiting you in the hospital when you got so sick.
Yeah. I had a burst appendix. So basically, I survived what killed Houdini.
Yeah, yes. But I just, what I took away from it was really just the enormity of your scope of just people who genuinely love you and respect what you've done and enjoy just and let you just make people laugh, and you have for decades, man. I go back to the movies, you talk about the stand-up, you talk about the roast, man, the Joan Rivers roast, goddamn, Gilbert, and I know she had to have loved it, but damn.
The roasts are always fun. Yeah. Well, it's so nice to be able to hurt other people. And then they got to sit there and smile to show they're a good sport.
Oh, it's so good, man. It's called Tournament of Laughs, Sundays on TBS, 9 o'clock Kansas City time. And also, and here's the other great thing. You talking about hurting someone's feelings, man, the cameo deal, like a little bit of work on that, and you could just, and there's, I mean, Gilbert, hell, you'll unload on somebody, right?
Yeah, and that's, go to cameo.com/Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, imagine, you have one of the great roasters of all time. All you got to do is go to Cameo and go, this is it. Give them a couple points, couple things that you may want to go ahead and kick somebody in the balls about, and just like your kid's in jail, you've got, you know, it's just fantastic idea.
I've gotten about 4 or 5 where they've asked me to announce someone's sex change up. I never really thought of.
What a great way to ask for a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
It would be incredible. You're like, that's it. You catch him cheating. You're like, and here's Gilbert. And he just unloading why you're going to get divorced. Everything you've done, every terrible thing, naming name, just the enjoyment of that. Like, I think I just may use you for every event in my life that I've got to deal with. Like, if I don't re-sign the contract here, like, I'm just going to have you be my guy who announced to them I'm not signing and you're out. It's so good. It's so good. Are you still in Brooklyn, by the way, or are you out of the city now?
No. I moved out of there years ago, but I grew up in Brooklyn. And then when I moved into Manhattan, I was like living for a while on the Lower East Side when it truly was the Lower East Side.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lived on Avenue A when Avenue A was like just people going, what are you, nuts?
Oh, dude. The best, until this day, still my favorite neighborhood, though. Like, it's nothing like it was, but it still is my favorite place to stay in the East Village.
Yeah. But now Alphabet City is now like, you know, these boutiques and luxury apartments. It's so weird.
Yeah. Well, and I just watched the CBGB movie about Hilly, and it was so great. Like, you just didn't realize what it really was. We only know the T-shirt and the stories, and you see the real documentary about how it really went down, and it, you know, what an incredible moment in time.
Yeah, well, so much has changed in the city. I remember I used to do the improv every night. And that was like 44th and 9th when it was, the old Times Square.
Yeah, yeah. I only got to see New York City one time. I went to Woodstock 94 when I first got in the business and we did the show, and I had a friend who lived in the city. And that's back when I just remember the first impression I got was that porn store had a shopping cart. An actual groceries full-size shopping cart that you could push through. And that's, I remember thinking, God damn, that's a lot.
And I was pushing one of the carts going, well, I have a coupon for this.
Well, man, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the television, on TBS on Sunday, and checking you out on Cameo and your podcast, by the way. If you guys haven't checked that out, the Amazing Colossal Podcast, you can find that as well. But I hope we get through this and everything changes up and we can get out and you'll come through Kansas City and do a show and maybe stop by.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping I can walk to the corner.
Right. Look, be well, my friend. And I can't wait to see you. Check out the show, the podcast, and on Cameo as well.
Yeah, and Tournament of Laughs this Sunday, TBS. And if I'm on, vote for me.
Absolutely. You know I will. Take care, my friend. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.